With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Francine has weakened after striking Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane. As heavy rain drenched the northern Gulf Coast, New Orleans awoke to widespread power outages and debris-covered streets. At its peak, more than 450,000 customers were without power. Around 500 people stayed in emergency shelters. No immediate reports of deaths or injuries. Senator Marsha Blackburn says the American people see right through the media claims that Kamala Harris won Tuesday night's debate with former President Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
Blackburn says the moderators clearly favored Kamala Harris.
They didn't question her. They didn't ask follow-ons.
As for Harris's claim it's time to move on, Blackburn notes it's Harris herself who's been in office for the past 4 years.
So what is she moving on from?
She says American voters are ready for change from the Biden-Harris policies that led to, among other things, sky-high inflation.
Because they are tired of being broke.
Senator Blackburn spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com. New York City's police commissioner has resigned.
New York City Police Commissioner Edward Caban announced his resignation a week after his phone was seized as part of a federal probe into high-ranking city officials. Federal officials are not naming the subject of their investigation nor any allegation. Police Commissioner Caban says that he stepped aside because news of the investigation has created a distraction for the department. His twin brother, who runs a nightclub security business, is also reportedly under investigation. The mayor's named a former FBI official to serve as interim police commissioner. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stocks are higher. The Dow adding 213 points. The NASDAQ composite up 179. This is SRN News. Most South Koreans in this country are Christians.
Asians are coming to the U.S. in large numbers, and a lot of them are from South Korea, more than 2 million of them in all. And unlike the folks back home, most of them are Christians. The Pew Research Center reports that 59% of Korean Americans are believers, versus only 32% of the population in South Korea. In fact, the majority of people in South Korea are either religiously unaffiliated or are Buddhists. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says two boys can play on girls' sports teams while the teens challenge a New Hampshire ban. The families of the boys sued in August seeking to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act that Republican Governor Chris Sununu signed into law in July. U.S. District Court Judge Landia McCafferty found that the plaintiffs are likely to suffer irreparable harm if they're not allowed to play. This is SRN News. A state judge has struck down North Dakota's ban on abortion, saying the state constitution creates a fundamental right to access abortion before an unborn baby is viable. State District Judge Bruce Romanek also said that the law violates the state constitution because it's too vague. Republican officials expected to appeal. Norfolk Southern says it's fired CEO Alan Shaw for having an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate.
Shaw's departure ends two difficult years on the job and comes just days after the company's board announced it was investigating his alleged ethical lapses. Shaw was leading Norfolk Southern in February of 2023 when one of its trains derailed, spilled toxic chemicals, and caught fire in East Palestine, Ohio. The fire was the worst railroad disaster in the last decade.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Mark George will be the new CEO. More details at srnnews.com.